Chapter 2. Heathcliff the Orphan. Mrs. Dean's Story. I grew up at Wuthering Heights, where my mother was a servant, and I spent my childhood with the master's children, Hindley Earnshaw, who was my age, and Catherine Earnshaw, who was younger. Our life was normal until one day Mr. Earnshaw returned from a trip to Liverpool with a dirty, black-haired orphan from the streets. It was Heathcliff. Mr. Earnshaw had a kind heart and had decided to give him a home. We children were terribly mean to Heathcliff at first. We refused to even speak to him, but Mr. Earnshaw treated him like a son. Before long, Kathy warmed to him, but Hindley hated him. When Hindley hit him or I pinched him, he would bear it in silence. He was a patient, quiet child, and this made old Earnshaw love him all the more. Over the years, Heathcliff became his favorite, and this made Hindley terribly jealous. I really thought that Heathcliff was not a mean child, but I was completely wrong, as my story will show you. Hindley grew up and got married, and when Mr. and Mrs. Earnshaw died, he became the master of the house. From the minute he became master, he took revenge on Heathcliff. Hindley made him a servant and took him out of school. At first, Heathcliff bore this bad treatment well. He and Catherine remained very close. She taught him everything she learned, and they would spend hours playing in the fields together. One day, they went off in the afternoon, but only Heathcliff came back, all alone, looking tired and dirty. "Where is Miss Cathy?" I cried. "There was no accident, I hope." "At Thrushcross Grange," he answered. "Cathy and I decided to go spy on the Lintons, so we looked in their window. Edgar and Isabella were fighting. Cathy and I laughed at them and called them names, but they set the dog on us, and it bit Cathy on the leg. When the Lintons came out, they recognized Cathy and took her inside to treat her leg. I cursed and shouted at them and tried to follow Cathy inside. But Mr. Linton said, 'Take that awful farm boy away at once,' and his servants dragged me off." When Heathcliff finished his story, I had to tell Hindley. Furious, he blamed it all on Heathcliff and said that he was not allowed to speak to Catherine anymore. Catherine stayed at Thrushcross Grange for 5 weeks until Christmas Eve. By that time, her bitten leg was fully cured and her manners were much improved. She came home looking like a proper young woman. Everyone except Heathcliff came out to greet her. No one had paid any attention to him while Catherine was gone, and he was ashamed at how dirty he looked compared to her. "Is Heathcliff not here?" Catherine asked. "Heathcliff, you may greet Miss Catherine," called Mr. Hindley. Heathcliff came out of the shadows with his head down, and Cathy ran to him and kissed him 7 or 8 times before drawing back. She looked at him and laughed. "Why, how very black and dirty you look, and how funny and angry." "Shake hands, Heathcliff," said Mr. Earnshaw. "I will not," replied the boy. "I will not stand being laughed at." "I didn't mean to laugh at you," she said. "It's just that you looked so funny. Please, Heathcliff, shake my hand at least." She looked down at the dirty hand that she was holding, and then she glanced at her white dress to see if he had dirtied it. "You shouldn't have touched me," he answered, seeing where she had looked. "I like to be dirty, and I will be dirty." The next day was Christmas, and Cathy, Hindley, and his wife went to church. When they were gone, Heathcliff came to me and said quietly, "Nellie, make me decent. I'm going to be good now." So I made him wash, and then I brushed his hair and dressed him in clean clothes. Downstairs, I heard people coming back from church. Hindley had brought the Linton children as guests for Christmas dinner. I sent Heathcliff down to the living room to join them, but as soon as Hindley saw him, he pushed Heathcliff roughly back into the kitchen. "Get out, servant boy," he shouted. "You've brushed your hair, have you? Wait until I get hold of your nice brushed hair. I'll pull it hard to make it a bit longer." "It's long enough already," observed Edgar Linton. Doesn't he look silly? Heathcliff went red and threw a cup of hot milk right in Edgar's face. Hindley grabbed Heathcliff and locked him upstairs while Edgar cried loudly. Later that night, feeling bad for Heathcliff, I set him in a chair by the fire and offered him good food, but he just sat with his head down. When I asked him what was wrong, he said, I'm trying to think of how I will get my revenge on Hindley. I don't care how long I have to wait, but I will find a way. The next summer, Mrs. Earnshaw, Hindley's wife, had a son, Hareton, but sadly, she died soon after. Overcome with sadness, Hindley became a terrible drinker and gambler. He hated everyone and paid no attention to his son. Meanwhile, Miss Cathy was growing into a beautiful young woman, and she continued to see the Lintons. Both Heathcliff and Edgar Linton loved her, but she was too selfish to choose just one. One afternoon, when Mr. Hindley was away from home, Catherine secretly invited Edgar to come see her. I stayed in the room with them because Hindley had told me never to leave Edgar and Catherine alone, and Catherine frowned at me angrily. "What are you doing there, Nellie?" she asked. "My work, miss," I replied. When Edgar was not looking, she walked up to me and pinched me hard on the arm. I shouted in pain, and she went red in the face as Edgar looked over. Then suddenly she hit me hard on the cheek. "Catherine, love, Catherine!" said Edgar, shocked at her violence. She turned and hit him hard on the ear. Edgar, looking very pale, walked out the door. "Where are you going?" demanded Catherine. "You must not go." Out in the yard, Edgar paused, hearing her crying, and then he turned around and came back in to hold her close. Ah, I thought, now he is under her control. He is too weak to resist her. That night, Miss Cathy came into the kitchen and whispered, "Are you alone, Nellie?" "Yes, miss," I replied. I thought I was alone, but later I would learn that Heathcliff was lying down in the shadows. "Where's Heathcliff?" she asked. "I think he's doing his work in the stable," was my answer. "Oh, dear," she cried. "I'm very unhappy. Today, Edgar Linton asked me to marry him, and I said I would. Was I right to?" "Do you love Mr. Edgar?" "Of course I do," she answered. "So why are you asking me? It seems like you are happy. Where is the problem?" "Here and here," replied Catherine, touching her head and then her heart. "In my soul and in my heart, I'm convinced I'm wrong. I shouldn't marry him. And if my wicked brother had not brought Heathcliff so low, I wouldn't have thought of it. It would degrade me to marry Heathcliff now." At this point, I saw Heathcliff suddenly rise from the floor in the corner of the room and slip out the door. But Catherine noticed nothing. She continued, "So he shall never know how I love him. He is more myself than I am. But if Heathcliff and I married, we would be beggars. If I marry Edgar, I can help Heathcliff to rise and get away from Hindley."
"With your husband's money, Miss Cathy?" I asked.
"Yes, my love for Edgar is like the leaves in the woods. Time will change it. But my love for Heathcliff is like the rocks beneath. It will always be there. Nellie, I am Heathcliff. He's always, always in my mind." I heard steps outside the door, so I quickly told Cathy that Heathcliff had heard what she had said.
"What?"
she screamed, and ran outside to search for him. She stayed up all night, waiting outside for him in the cold rain, but he was gone. He had run away.